three, two, and one. Well, this past Monday was the starting day to file your income taxes across America. Christopher Miller joins me from the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, talking about things people need to know about as we prepare for this taxing season through April 15th. And Christopher, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you here this today. So tell us about this filing season that's just getting started.
Well, of course, people can now officially file their taxes because the season's open. That means that we're accepting all tax returns, federal tax returns. And that means that taxpayers can start using any of the options available to file their taxes, right? So there are a lot of free online options. And, of course, you can also go to a volunteer site in your community or use a professional tax preparer. Those are options as well. But all of those things are now open for consideration for taxpayers. This year, we're expecting around 140 million individual tax returns by the end of filing season. And that ends April 15th this year, by the way. And we're also expecting around 1.5 million individual tax returns in Iowa.
Is there anything new this year people should know about there, Christopher, for filing?
Well, we are seeing improvements for taxpayers, especially in our online tools. So as a taxpayer, you will see more functionality to the online account that taxpayers can set up. A lot of people may not even realize that you can go to IRS.gov and you can set up an individual online account, and that gives you access to all of your information. It allows you to see correspondence from the Internal Revenue Service, any balance that you might have, and things like that. So there will be more functionality in that tool. You're also going to see more forms accessible by phone and tablet. So if people like to work that way, they'll have more forms available to them via those tools. And also the VoiceBot. Of course, a lot of people are using VoiceBots. Well, we're expanding the VoiceBot capabilities for taxpayers who are calling to ask about their refund. So we hope that these tools will help make it easier for taxpayers to do their taxes quickly and easily.
And if they want more information there, Christopher, then go to the IRS website at irs.gov.
Absolutely. irs.gov is the only website of the IRS. And it's the best place to go to start your tax journey, whether it's options to file your tax returns or whether you're looking for information on tax law changes or whether or not you want to use tools like our tax assistant to find out whether or not you should be filing based on your income. All of that information is available on IRS.gov, and it's a great place to go.
And, of course, you'll never be harassed by the IRS just because you won't be getting phone calls or letters, right? Am I right on that?
You know, scams are always a problem for taxpayers, absolutely. But the scammers are probably on high alert during the tax season, right? And that means taxpayers and tax preparers need to be extra vigilant too at this time. So it's hard to, you know, put our handle on any particular scam that we're seeing right now because they change all the time. But if you want the latest information on what scams are out there, go to irs.gov and in the search bar, put scams, and you can learn about what's happening right now. But overall, it's important to watch for the common red flags. Watch out for phone calls or letters or text messages that threaten or make demands, because that's a sign it's a scam. And watch out for unsolicited emails that you get in your inbox, or text messages or social media messages, because they often contain attachments and links that are intended to steal your information. So don't click on things that you don't know to be trustworthy. Also, watch out for social media messages that promise a big payday. by having you fill out a certain tax form or claim a certain credit that you don't normally claim or don't recognize, because that's a sure red flag. Bad tax advice on social media is a big deal these days, and it can mislead people about credits that they think they can claim, but they really can't. It's always best to get your tax advice from a trusted tax professional or from the IRS rather than social media.
Absolutely there, Christopher. So, again, more information, go to irs.gov or just contact a tax preparer that you know and trust.
Absolutely. You know, part of avoiding scammers is, during the filing season especially, to choose that trusted tax professional. There are a lot of honest, wonderful tax preparers out there, but not all of them. And so it's important to choose a tax professional as carefully as you'd choose a lawyer or a doctor. Because after all, that tax professional is dealing with your personal financial and private information. So you want to make sure that they're honest and able to professionally handle your tax return, that they're going to be there after you file your taxes, and that they sign the tax return so that they are backing up the information on there. Remember, though, you need to read over it, too, because as taxpayers, even if we use a tax professional, we're always responsible for the information on our tax return because we sign it and attest it to be accurate and true.
Christopher Miller, some great advice, and hopefully people will follow that.
Well, good, and yes, make sure that you tap into all the resources to file your taxes for free this year. You know, 24/7, you can go to irs.gov and use our free file program, and you get the choice of brand name tax software to file your taxes online for free. That's generally available to folks that made $84,000 or less in 2024, and that's most of us. And then, of course, you have those volunteer sites, another good option. If you want to sit down with someone to do your taxes face-to-face, get a little help preparing your tax return, check out the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly Program, both programs through the IRS, where we work with partners in your community. And you can go to our website, irs.gov, put in volunteer in the search bar, and you'll be able to find a site near you.